Hello and welcome back to another episode of Kadri Talks Football. Exciting times. I'm trying to be as consistent as possible, and that's what we're doing, consistency. As you guys must have seen from the last video uploaded, I made a combined United and Liverpool 11 with my friend Dennis. We had some nasty arguments, some mid players that we should not even be discussing, but we discussed anyway. And there was a very bad take, Casemiro in that 11, and Gravenberch just schooled the hell out of United midfield. As you can see, I'm excited. Like, we bullied them, and there are two great bald managers in the Premier League. Well, as you can see by the title of the video that I'm shooting today, I am ranking the best managers in the Premier League. So all 20 managers in the Premier League, I'm going to rank them in tiers, from the S tier to the D tier. So I'm setting a rule for myself: one S tier manager only, 4 A tier managers, and then 5 for the rest of the tier. So 5B, 5C, 5D. So that would contain the 20 managers. And if you guys have contradicting opinions to me, please drop your comments in the comment section and I will engage and debate and probably, correct myself in the next video if you guys prove me wrong. But as we all know, this is based off my opinion, so please don't give me hate for it. So just before we get into the video, please like, comment, subscribe, share, do all of the nice things. Also, you can check me out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you do not want to watch my face, because it can be daunting sometimes. Times are hard. But let's get into the video. So 20 Premier League managers. Should I start with the S tier manager? I think that one's pretty obvious. Yeah, because it's pretty obvious, I'll start with that. It's quite straightforward, no debating, no nothing. Like, where do I even start from with this guy? Like, I feel like I shouldn't just skip him just because it's obvious. Let me give him his props. Like, this guy is a serial winner, like proper serial winner. When he came into the game, people were like, I'll be honest, I was thinking, this guy is probably not the real deal. He's inherited a very good Barcelona squad. Messi, Xavi, Iniesta, the best of the best. He bullied Sir Alex Ferguson, who's been bullying us in the Premier League. And I was like, once this guy leaves Barcelona, that's the end. He went to Bayern Munich, and it wasn't really a great deal in terms of what he achieved, because what he achieved is what almost every other Bayern Munich manager has achieved. And then I was still, calling him a bald fraud. I was saying, this guy is not the real deal. This guy can't do it in the Premier League. I shouldn't have said that. If he never came to the Premier League, Klopp would probably be, would arguably be the best manager ever the Premier League has seen. But this bald man came to the Premier League and shut me up. 5 Premier Leagues in a row, 7 in the last 8 years. He's won a domestic treble. He's won an actual treble. He's won everything you can think of. There's no even argument anymore. And this, I know I'm ranking like current Premier League managers. I think he's number one ever. Respect to Sir Alex Ferguson, but his crown has been snatched. If this is Game of Thrones, Pep Guardiola is a Lannister. Like, he's run that man out of town. So yeah, there's no long talk for that one. Like, if you have contradicting opinions on that one, please get your head checked, because it will make sense if you think otherwise. So yeah, I'm not going to do it according to the pictures I have. Like, I'm not the STS is done. I've given my man his props. One of the few good bald managers in the league. We'll get to the next few good bald managers in the league. But for now, let's move on to the next manager. So I have Steve Cooper. Oof. When Steve Cooper first came to the league, I was impressed with what he did with Nottingham Forest. Actually had like high hopes for him, but he had that fall off period, and I don't know, he it looks like he hasn't recovered. I can't think of, maybe I might be wrong, but I don't think he managed any team last season. And now he's got in the Leicester's job. He hasn't done anything enough for me to put him high up there. So I'm going to have to just put him in the D tier. But like, shout out to him for what he did with Nottingham Forest. He brought them to the Premier League. He kept them up, you know, with the most disrupted team. I mean, Chelsea is up there. It's kind of in the same situation. But like, they gave this guy like 30 new players and he had to gel them together. He kept them up, but there was only so much he could do. I think I predicted Forest to go down this season, and that's due to the fact that I don't think they've been able to get that balanced squad. But this is the more the season goes on, I might be backtracking on that. I think Forest are doing really well now. But this isn't about Forest, it's about Steve Cooper. He's not had the best start to the Premier League season with Leicester. And I think Leicester can be better than what they are currently displaying. They got a draw against Tottenham, that was good, but that was due to the fans, the hunger, like the return to the Premier League, Jamie Vardy, his shithouse. I don't think that was due to tactical reasons. Tactically, I don't think they were good enough. Tottenham, to me, had the best performance that weekend, although they didn't get the win, unluckily. But anyway, I'm putting Steve Cooper in the D tier. That's about it for him. He's good, but unfortunately, there are people better. Next up on my list, I have Sean Dyche. Oof, this guy's voice is one of the scariest voices I've ever heard. But big respect to Sean Dyche. Big Sean, another guy that brought a team from Championship to the Premier League, kept them up, you know, had them scaring big teams. Liverpool was one of the teams that he scared with Burnley, his Burnley team. And then, you know, unfortunately, he couldn't keep Burnley up any much longer. He got relegated, got out of job. And then got hired to Everton to try and keep them up, to save them, which he's done. You know, they gave them what, like a 10-point deduction last season, and he was like, give me more, I will keep these guys up. So, due to his Premier League heritage, I just can't put him in the D tier. Obviously, cannot put him anything above C. So, for now, I'll put Sean Dyche in the C tier, just because of his Premier League heritage. He's done enough. He's taking Burnley to the top half of the table. He finished in the top half of the table. He's done wonders with Everton. I don't know if he can do any more wonders with Everton right now. It's not the easiest job to take on right now. But yeah, just reputation only, putting him in the C tier. Next up on my list is Gary O'Neill. This is someone I actually proper respect. Gary O'Neill took over Bournemouth. I think he was their star manager to... name is not coming to my head now. But yeah, he got sacked and then Gary O'Neill took over the job and then kept Bournemouth up after a very bad start. I'm saying keep them up like they were in this tough relegation battle. No. He had them playing good football. He had them fully in the Premier League. Like, you could almost forget that they ever struggled with the way they were playing in that season. But for some reason, Bournemouth did not keep him. I was actually shocked when I heard they signed Iraola, who is another good manager and I respect. But I thought Gary O'Neill would have kept that Bournemouth job because he had proven everything. But then again, I think they were probably thinking new manager bounce and whatever. He was lucky. So they got rid of him and then Wolves picked him up. And what he has done with Wolves, probably the unluckiest team in the Premier League in terms of refereeing decision. But they are playing good football. They have a beautiful midfield that he has set up. They have a good-ish front line. They've lost Pedro Neto, which would affect them. But he's doing wonders with them. Like, forget points acquired. Look at style of play. He is very good. Very, very good. He has this pragmatic style. He focuses on defensive solidity. And, you know, makes him a capable manager. This is probably biased because some people might say he should be D tier, but I'm putting him in C tier. C tier. If you have any arguments, come and check me. Okay, next up on my list, I have Arteta. Arsenal fans might hate me for the things I'm about to say. I don't... Tactically, he's probably one of the most adept managers in the league, probably the world. Like, he's got the right setup. He knows what he's doing with his team. He knows what he wants with his team. Respect to that. But he's getting the Hazard treatment, you know, in terms of getting overhyped for the littlest things. Yeah, you're getting your wins. He's still not even hit 90 points in the league. And then people are trying to put him above, you know, OG managers, trying to say he's this, he's that. You can't even mention any other manager beside him. He's really good, you know, one FA Cup. Yeah, that's right. Nothing else to show. Like, all that good football, and for what? Like, Russell Martin in Southampton is playing good football. We're not going to put him amongst the best managers in the world. But I'll stop being biased, you know. I'll push my hate for him. Like, he's very cringe. I don't like him. But I will have to put my hand up and say he's very good. He's tactically very good. Even, and I'm focusing on the coaching aspect. His managerial aspect is actually very good. You know, he got rid of people that were seeming to look like bad eggs in the team. You know, people that were causing disruptions, if you might say. You know, made the team his own. He brought youngsters, built this team up from the ground, and he's doing wonders with them. And probably when they win their first trophy, it's just going to start rushing in. But for now, I mean, I still can't hate. I've said everything I wanted to say. I've gotten everything out of my chest. Now, I'll be honest, he's an ATM manager. Hits me to, like, I hate saying that, but he is an STM manager. Next up, we have Iraola. Oof, what a guy. Big respect to this guy. Like I said, I wasn't really a fan of them replacing Gary O'Neill, but there was this debate last season. I would always argue and say Gary O'Neill would outperform Iraola. I could say it ended as a draw based on the performances last season, but Iraola really surprised me. And this season is not stopping. He's lost his talisman in Solanke, but that's not stopping him. He's literally playing good football. He's attacking everyone. He's doing all the right things. Like, there's this thing about Spanish managers, like, they're actually very good. Like, probably the best tactically. It used to be Italian managers, but now I think it's the Spanish managers. They're just taking over. And yeah. But I don't know. This one's tough, can't lie. I'll put him in the B tier for now, guys. For now. We'll revisit this. I remember one STM manager, four ATM managers, and then five for each of these places. The way it's going, I might not put anyone in the D tier. I kind of respect everyone here. But yeah, we're putting Iraola in the B tier for now. For now, guys. Relax. Next up is Nuno Espirito Santos. This is another manager, just like Sean Dyche, to be honest. Brought up Wolves. Like, there was... Okay, no. Like, if you grew up in the mid-2000s, 2010s, you will not really know of Wolves. And then this guy brought them up, brought this elite Portuguese squad. Like, it was literally Portugal's second 11. And they just took over, took them to Europe. And, like, he was finishing in unreal positions. Positions that teams, legendary teams in the Premier League have been dying to finish in. And this guy just brought this team and took them up and up and up. Unfortunately, he struggled. He lost the job. Took over Spurs. And Lord knows what that spell was. Probably one of the worst spells as a manager in the Premier League. But now he's with Nottingham Forest, and so yeah, this is my dilemma. I predicted Nottingham Forest to go down. I said they don't have a squad yet. They just have, you know, bits and pieces. But this guy is just performing. He's Chris Wood is up top. We have Elanga on the right. We have Odoi on the left. We have Gibbs White just behind them. I don't know, man. He's doing enough for me. Oof. Let me look at this list. I'm putting him in the B tier. He's exceeded expectations in every level. And I think he deserves to be in the B tier. I'm going to put him above Iraola. Okay, guys. We should all be good with that, I think, for now. Okay, who do we have next? Ange Postecoglou. Ange, big Ange. No, but Ange is no long talk. Like, well, okay, no, you know what? I'll give you a long talk. He's revitalized Spurs, like the way they play. Like, his performance wise, he's up there with Liverpool, City, Arsenal in terms of how his team plays. But obviously, Spurs are still Spurs. They're still not doing enough for this guy, which is kind of annoying. But you know, certain people will blame the manager for these downfalls. He's stubborn, and that is probably his downfall. But he's won trophies with Celtic. He's won trophies with Australia. Like, he's a winner, and he's trying to instill that mentality in Tottenham, which is not the easiest thing to do because, you know, it is in the history of the Tottenham. But in terms of what we've seen, in terms of his achievement as a whole, like, we've seen enough from him as a manager. And in the Premier League, we've seen enough to say that, okay, this guy is actually, you know, up there. I personally would put him in the 8th tier. I don't know if I should put him before. I'm putting him before Arteta. Like, just as a whole, Arteta is good tactically, yeah, but he's just not... There's nothing much to his CV to, you know, put him up there. I have one of the sexiest bald man you ever meet in your life coming up next. This bald man has changed my life. This bald man has given me life. This bald man has given me a reason to live. This bald man is Arne Slot. Arne Slot. La 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 la. Yeah, like what he did with Feyenoord. It used to be Ajax, PSV, and some other obscure teams in the Netherlands. Not really Feyenoord. You get me? And this guy came, he changed their lives, got them to 90 points. Every time they did not win the league, they were competing until the end, until the last day. He plays good football. He keeps the ball. He's the manager that defends by keeping the ball. He doesn't want his defenders to defend. He wants his defenders to keep the ball so that they do not have to defend. He made a comment after the game against United where he said, Alisson made two great saves. But that's not Alisson's job. Alisson is just out there to play out from the back. Like, I'm crying because I watched Alisson save our ass so many times, and this guy has just come and said, Alisson is not meant to be making saves. He's just meant to pass the ball. Sorry. He's won enough trophies. He's done enough. Good start to the Premier League. I'm putting him above. I'm putting him in the 8th tier, obviously. And above Ange and Arteta. My bias is obviously speaking. Yes. Who cares? I'm putting him there. 8th tier. He's definitely 8th tier. Where in the 8th tier? That is debatable. But if you disagree with me, come and fight me. Okay. And the next manager I have on my list. Oof. Oh my God. I'll be honest, this is giving me a headache. I think I like every Premier League manager this season. And I'm going to feel so bad putting anyone in the D tier. But I have Oliver Gassner next. What he did with Crystal Palace last season, the end of last season, turning Mateta to R9, Olise and Eze just balling out. I think their last 7 games, they didn't lose any. Not been a great start to the season this season, but I don't know. It's hard. This is hard. I don't know why I decided to do this video. Now you guys are watching me struggle. Yeah, this is how much I love football. I'm fighting with myself and the 20 of you that pull up to watch me are just going to be laughing your ass out. Okay, Oliver Gassner. I've not seen enough of him, I'll be honest. I don't know where he came from. I don't know his history. I'm not going to stay here and gaslight anyone thinking that I used to watch him wherever he was before he came to Crystal Palace. But yeah, no but. I'm putting him in the D tier just because I need to put people in the D tier. Unfortunately, people have to go into the D tier. Yeah. Oh, this is another big dilemma. The next manager is a very big dilemma for me. Based on how I've ranked these managers, it would be unfair to put this guy somewhere else. So I have Ten Hag next. Based on how I've used history, you know, trophies won as a collective and everything, it would be unfair to put Ten Hag anywhere lesser than the 8th tier. But unfortunately, I have people better than him. Because the 8th tier, like I said, the 8th tier just has to be 4 people. I currently have 3 people in there. Ideally, Ten Hag should be in the 8th tier. Because I'm using trophies won, which is one with Ajax. He's done an exceptional job. He did an exceptional job with Ajax in terms of like taking them to the Champions League, the Europa League run. My United hate is clouding my judgment now. No, I'm actually trying to be not as biased as I can be. But there's just someone else in this list that I think should definitely be in the 8th tier, definitely higher than everyone else that I currently have now. And if I stick by my rules, which is I should have just 4 people in the 8th tier, then one person has to miss out, either Arne Slot, Ange, Arteta, or Erik Ten Hag. Arteta ideally should. Guys, are you thinking what I'm thinking? It's hard. Okay, guys. I've made up my mind. If you hate me, you hate me. I will be putting Ten Hag as the highest B tier. It is such a honor to be put in that position by Kadri. So, United fans, Ten Hag, you guys are welcome. Yeah. Unfortunately, now the dilemma is between Ten Hag and Arteta for me, but I just can't put Ten Hag over Arteta. It can't be above Ange or Arne Slot. Like, they've shown consistently what they've done in their previous teams where they won trophies. Ten Hag has won trophies, but he's not shown consistently what we knew him for or what we were expecting of him. Arteta has shown consistently that he's a good manager, but there's just no trophy to his name. See, this is the dilemma, guys. I should move on so that this video won't be too long and you guys will not get bored. But I think, okay, you know what? We'll revisit this. For now, I'm putting him in the B tier. Let's do Enzo Maresca next. He fine job with Leicester. Fine job with Leicester last season in terms of style of play, what they did in Championship, how they demolished the Championship. But we've seen that with Burnley under Company, so not really that big of a deal when your team is also being suspected for, you know, overspending. Point deductions are even a possibility. But so far with Chelsea, you know, he's established a style of play. I can see it. I can see what he's trying to do. The results are still not resulting, but unfortunately, they are just better managers here. Putting him in the C tier for now. Maybe at the end of the season, we'll revisit this and he would be higher than where he is currently. But C tier, no arguments, not even debating that one. Next one is Julian Lopetegui. Proper manager, had good spells in Sevilla. That short spell in Madrid, even shorter spell with Spain. He didn't even get to manage them. I think they sacked him before he even got to manage them. But so far with West Ham, not the greatest start, not the best start in any way. I think he managed Wolves one time too. It was alright. He's good. He's won lots of trophies. But this is not one that I'll be blinded by his trophy. I know him. I know that man. And I do not trust him. So, I'll put him in the B tier regardless. I think he's worth being in the B tier. Just behind Ten Hag. For now, guys. Ten Hag for now. I know United fans are going to get on my ass. For now. Ooh, this list is very tough. Any manager makes it to the D tier, people will hate me. I might even have to move certain people. Oh God, this is so hard. Okay, let's go on, let's go on. Stop crying. Thomas Frank, easy C tier for me. Like, I'm not even debating it. One of my favorite managers in the league. I think he deserves a bigger move, but to what club? I'm not sure what club. But proper manager. He's not so. Sean Dyche brought Burnley and he had his good times and he had his bad times. Nuno brought Wolves up. He had his good times and he had bad times. Like, one consistency has been Brentford. Thomas Frank. He brought Brentford up and it's not look like they're going back down. He's lost his best player in Ivan Toney, but they don't look like they are missing anyone. Only loss this season was to Liverpool, which is always a hard task for them. But he looks good. He looks good. I'm a big fan of Thomas Frank. So personally, I put him in the C tier. Just because it's not easy. This list is not easy. And next up is my man that has to be in the A tier. The best for me in the A tier. Unai Emery. I'm just going to move him before I talk about him. What has in this guy won? Everything except the Champions League. Literally everything. Europa Leagues in plural. The French League title, their cups. He's won everything. This guy is a serial winner. He had that one bad spell in Arsenal and people are trying to change, you know, what we know about him. We know that this guy is good tactically. What he's done with Aston Villa, taking them to the Champions League in his first full season. Come on. What more does this man have to do? Literally, there was no difference between Aston Villa season and Arsenal season last season. But people would want to put Arteta as the GOAT. But disrespect to Unai Emery. No! Not under my watch. Unai Emery, I respect you. For me, the best ATM manager. For now, until Ancelotti takes over, you know, you get me. But I'm putting him, yeah, just behind Pep Guardiola for me in this list. Amongst the best managers. Kieran McKenna. Oh, God. This is where my heart breaks. You know, this is where my heart breaks because this guy is he's meant to be up there. What he's done with Ipswich, from the lower tiers to the Championship and now to the Premier League, and in the Premier League, it does not look like he will go down without a fight. They might go down. I think they will go down, but I don't think they're going to go down without a fight. Proper fight. They are playing proper football. They are fighting. They are destroying everything. Got their first goal against Manchester City. They've gotten their first point, and there's going to be more to come. But I haven't seen you enough. And I'm sorry. You just have to go into the D tier. I'll put you... Oh, no. Oh, God, this is so hard. I can't even put him above Oliver Glasner. Like, but yeah, no. Kieran McKenna, like, respect, you know. I've given you my love. I've shown you my love. Respect for what you've done, what you're still doing. But you've just got to sit back for the big boys. Next up, I have Eddie Howe, another person I'm a big fan of. I was a big fan since he was at Bournemouth, brought them up, kept them in the Premier League, played good football. They played good football. They were Liverpool's bogey team for a good period. He's done good enough. He took Newcastle to the Champions League. And remember, when he joined Newcastle, they were on the brisk of relegation. Probably had only one game throughout that season. Saved them from relegation. Took them to Champions League the next season. And then the following season, which was last season, he's, you know, giving them that balance. For me, they didn't do bad last season. They finished where I would expect them to finish. This season so far, I think they are unbeaten. Like, they just beat Tottenham Hotspur not too long ago. Very good manager for me. I personally will put him in the B tier. And that's it, guys. My BTS is complete. Scary stuff, the way this list is going. Marco Silva, another elite manager. Like, I respect what he's doing with Fulham. I think he's... he's this manager that I don't think would elevate you. He won't take you to the Champions League like the Unai Emery's, like the De Zerbi's. Like, he's not going to elevate you. But he's not going to bring you down. You're not going to be fighting for relegation. You know, you're going to be in the you're going to be Premier League heritage. You know, like when they talk about prime Barclays, this is a prime Barclays manager. He's going to keep you in the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. You're not going down further, but you're not going up. So I respect him. You know, every league deserves a manager like this. I'll put him in the C tier just beside Thomas Frank. And then we have Fabian Hustler, a proper hustler. Oh God, this one is hard. I'm a big fan of Fabian Hustler. Okay, let me calm down on him. I haven't really seen him. I don't know where he came from. He's one of them guys. I don't know where they came from. He's just a couple years older than me and he's managing a football team. I don't even know how the players listen to him. I'll just be eyeing him in the dressing room like, who the fuck is this guy talking to? But yeah, they are listening to him and they are doing really well. Unbeaten in the Premier League this season. Not just unbeaten. They destroyed Everton. They beat United. And were unlucky to come up with a draw against Arsenal. That's how good he's been. That's how good their team has been. I haven't seen enough of him. The more the season goes, maybe at the end of the season, he will be higher in my tier list. But for now, I have set a rule. And I have to abide by that rule. Which means someone has to be in the D tier. I don't want to put anyone in the D tier. Like, as you can tell, like, I'm a big fan of all these managers. Like, I respect all of them. I'm not a hater. I'm not going to badmouth anyone except Arteta. Fuck that guy. But I think I'll put Fabian Hustler just for his good start. I'll put him as the head of the D tier list. It's the biggest respect I can give him. I mean, I have an OG Premier League manager there, and I'm putting this young lad over him. And the last on my list is Russell Martin. He will complete the D tier list for me. Last, not that he's a bad manager, like I said, there's no manager I want to put in the D tier list, but he did really well for Southampton. You know, brought them back up immediately. No long talk in the Championship, like none of these. He wasn't there to make friends. Southampton don't belong there, and he brought them back. So, but this good football, we saw it hurt Burnley, this tiki taka tapi tipi football. It hurt Burnley last season. Like, you should learn, you should adapt. Your team isn't good enough to play that. You cannot play like Manchester City when you're managing a squad like Southampton. You need to adapt. They lost to Brentford. Two of the goals they considered were trying to play out from the back, and Brentford, Mbeumo and their man, they are not here. These are Premier League proper footballers. They're not here to give you welcome gifts. They took the ball from them, scored back to back, 3 points secured. Southampton have 0 points now, which is unfair based on how they played. I think they're only below City, Brighton and Arsenal in terms of passes completed. They might even have more passes than Arsenal because of how the Arsenal game went against Brighton. Like, the good football is there. It's showing. They were unlucky to lose against Newcastle. Like, proper unlucky. They outplayed the hell out of Newcastle. Outplayed them. But it's the Premier League. Like, you just have to adapt, or else you will learn the hard way. Maybe Bayern Munich would find him next season the way they found Kompany. But anyway, here we have it, guys. My Premier League managers ranking. There's still a dilemma between Arteta and Ten Hag for me. But this is what I'm going to go with. I will go with my gut. And if you hate my guts, I've said this so many times in this video, come and check me. I'm joking, guys. Please, just please like and share my video. Don't hate me yet. But anyway, guys, this is it. The list should be on the screen for you in case you've forgotten everything you've watched or listened to. Okay, for the people that would listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I'll just read out the list to you again. For the S tier, we have the big man, the best board manager in the Premier League, Pep Guardiola. In the A tier, from the highest to the lowest, I have Emery, Anslot, Ange, and Arteta. For the B tier, we have Ten Hag, Lopetegui, Nuno Espirito, Iraola, and Eddie Howe. For the C tier, we have Thomas Frank, Marco Silva, Gary O'Neill, Sean Dyche, Enzo Maresca. And for the D tier, we have Fabian Hustler, Cooper, Oliver Glasner, Kieran McKenna, and Russell Martin. Okay, guys. So, like I said, if you disagree, put down your comments and let me know what you think. If you have any video ideas for me, any suggestions, please let me know in the comment section. And yeah, I will see you guys. Just before we go, like, comment, subscribe, share, force your mom, tie your mom down and make her watch me, tie your brothers down, make them watch me, your sisters, your girlfriends, make everyone. Okay, I'm just joking, guys, no threats. See you guys in the next video.